Right now, it's Brad and John's Unsolved Mysteries Solved. Now, sometimes the unsolved mysteries, we're the ones who solve them, but sometimes we're not the ones who solve them. But this is we're calling it our Unsolved Mysteries because this is a story that we've been dealing with all week long on the Brad and John Show. This is the mystery of the stolen toe.
I think it was on Wednesday in the 9 o'clock hour when we first started talking about the downtown hotel in Dawson City, Yukon, where they offered the Sour Toe Challenge, or the Sour Toe Cocktail. And that's where a mummified human toe is dropped into a shot of Yukon Jack whiskey, and then you drink it, and then in doing so, you get a certificate of completion or what have you, only if the mummified toe touches your lips. Well, in the past, people have swallowed the toe. Once or twice, maybe someone had stolen the toe, and that seemed to be the case earlier this week when someone stole the mummified toe.
So we had an APB for the toe, where everybody looking for that toe in Dawson, because this is a tourist attraction, this place. It brings people into Dawson. This toe is very important to the community.
That's right. I mean, they've done, 34,000 or something. People have done this at, $10 a shot or something like that? The RCMP in Yukon City says the shriveled brown toe that was stolen last weekend has been returned to its rightful owner. They say they got a call on Tuesday afternoon from the alleged thief who said, "I mailed the toe back to the hotel." And he called the hotel to say, "Hey, the toe's on its way, and I'm offering a verbal apology." When the package arrived at the downtown hotel in the Yukon there in Dawson City, it contained both the toe and the letter of apology, says the RCMP officer. And, John, the toe appeared to be in good condition.
Good.
So the story says.
Well, they go to lengths.
It's a mummified toe. How good of condition could it be?
Well,
in
they try to keep these toes in good shape and good condition so they last, so they can, keep putting them in the drink. Because, as soon as they're done... I'll tell you what I learned about this in just a couple minutes, but keep going. What else? We don't know who took it?
We don't know just yet who took it, but they say it's in good condition and charges are not expected to be laid against the thief. They say, hotel manager says, a couple had arrived late Saturday and requested the drink, but the waitress was called away after pouring two shots. The toe was gone when she returned.
You can go to the Brad and John Facebook page, and you can see some pictures of listeners who have done this toe challenge, and you can see pictures of the toes, and you can see pictures of this and all that kind of stuff on the Brad and John Facebook page.
And there are several toes, I guess. And Ron, who has done it multiple times, had a whole foot in his mouth, all five toes.
That's one of the pictures that's on our Facebook page. But I got to thank John from Birch Bay, listener John. He came by my broadcast yesterday that I did at Northwest Honda. And he was talking about all this, and he said, "Hey, you got to see, there is an episode that of a show called Canadian Pickers. You've seen the episode American Pickers?
Yeah.
There's a Canadian version." He said, "Go online. They did a deal on this." And he gave me the season number and the episode number and all that, and you can find it on YouTube. So I went on to YouTube, and I don't know, I didn't find his thing, but I found a CBC documentary on this, on the toe, and the whole story and everything behind this. So I watched 18 minutes of this thing. I know more about this than I ever wanted to know about this. But there was a big, well, we talked about this and I can't believe it's news, a few years ago, the guy who swallowed the toe. Remember that story?
Yeah.
Well, the point of the documentary was, it was about the guy who swallowed the toe and how he pissed off the guy who is the toe master, the guy who keeps the toe at the hotel, at the bar hotel. And the rift between the two of them. And it's all about this guy who swallowed the toe wanting to get back into the good graces of the toe master because he loves this tradition. This guy who swallowed the toe loves the tradition.
I can't imagine the toe looks any different coming out than it did going in.
Well, he didn't give it back to him. He did swallow it. And he's referred to as the cannibal over there, or up there in the Yukon. But
the cannibal of the Yukon.
So now why did he swallow it? Well, this is, as it turns out, this is a younger guy who, like every year, tries to challenge himself in some way. One year he rode a bull. One summer he rode a bull. And then the next summer he said, "You know what? I'm going up to the Yukon. I am going to, not only am I going to do the toe challenge thing. I'm going to swallow the toe. And there's a policy there that if you swallow the toe,
you get fined.
You pay. Well, he brought the money. He knew he was going to do it. It was $500, I think, at the time. And he swallowed it. They have this whole thing on video. He swallowed it, and he laid down the, here's my money. And he was, you know, he was.
Now we got to go get another toe.
I'm, you know, and he was high-fiving people, and he was happy as can be. And the toe master was furious because even though he's got this thing in place, the toe master, well, he doesn't want to run out of toes because this toe cocktail thing brings in all these people. It is actually a legitimate tourist attraction.
Why else are you going to Dawson City?
It's a tourist attraction and draw, and people come from all over to go do this thing. And he's thinking, well, this is going to be, you know, what
the
am I going to do?
The money train.
This is the end of the money train for me. So anyway, I think this is the toe master here from the documentary.
I'm at the same state of anger that I was before. All the things that we built up here, he just spat on it. As far as I'm concerned, I just can't handle that. Some of the rough guys in town that came to me said, we're going to find this guy, and you're going to get 10 new toes. And I know these guys, and these guys were serious.
Now, you're going to get 10 new toes.
So what the kid ended up doing to, he really never got back into the good graces of this guy, but his attempt was he wrote out a will, and he willed his toe to one or both of his big toes to the hotel, the bar hotel there. When he dies, they're going to get his toes.
Some people have, the toes have come from lawnmower accidents. Some, like you said, leave them in a will.
Yeah.
Some have been frostbitten.
So this is a very important thing to this community. I mean, it would be like, would you have ever heard of Green Bay, Wisconsin, if not for the Packers, if they lost, if they had the Packers went away? Would anybody be talking about Dawson if not for the toe? And they got to have the toe. So I think now they do have a couple of toes. They got a couple of two or three.
Couple backup toes.
They got some backups, and they got some spare toes. But when you're done drinking the cocktail, the toe comes out of the drink, and they lay it on this bed of salt to help preserve it. And that's okay. Where it stays until the next person comes.
Mystery solved.